Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First day.
It was fun. I think being on the field for the first time with this group, or the guts of this group, and to have as many position players as we did have here, it was cool. Waiting a long time to be out here.
Is it still a getting to know process with these guys out there too?
I think so, a little bit. It's more getting to know and like watching them on the field. The fact that we were at Pirates Fest and in Caravan, to be able to sit and talk to them, and it's way better than sitting talking on the phone. And I've been down here for about a week anyway, just coming over. So being out in the field, I think it's still kind of a feeling out process. Yeah, it's been good.
But first official practice for you, though. I mean,
it was cool. I mean, it was I think it's a little bit emotional. You spend a lot of time throughout your career, and you wait for a day like this and an organization like this. So, yeah, it was a really special day.
Say anything to the group beforehand or wait for the full squad?
No, we waited for the full squad. We went over a little bit. Donnie kind of ran the meeting just because it's schedule-based, and we've adjusted the schedule a little bit. So it was very, very to the point this morning.
Chauncey, what are your expectations for this team? We hear a lot expectations from the outside. Not all of them are obviously going to be all that upbeat with the payroll that you have and everything, but what are yours?
Well, I'm excited about our group, and I think, I've said numerous times, we have a good young core here, and I think we build off that. And the plan for spring training is just to try to continue to get better every day, and I think part of that with our staff and it being the first day is just learning our guys and seeing what they can do and talking to them about how we're going to do it. And there's going to be things that we adjust, but I'm just hoping we continue to get better as we go on.
Chauncey, what's your kind of feeling on how you handle yourself on days like today, bouncing back and forth between fields? Who are you trying to connect with? How do you feel like you function best in this environment?
How I function best? I know I've watched a lot more bullpens today than I probably have. It's having spent 12 years as a hitting coach, you gravitate towards hitters. And then the last couple years actually running spring training, I found myself walking around to everybody. So today it was kind of nice. I was able to watch bullpens. I was able to watch some guys hit, take ground balls, and just kind of bounce. And I think it's more about relationship building and just making sure that, they know that I'm here and they know what our expectations are.
You taking notes now? Has anything impressed you today? I mean, day one, or are you just kind of just here and then waiting to...
I think day one, like the major league manager, is the answer. It's like, oh, the ball's really coming out of his hand. Well, the regular answer. But having seen these guys throw bullpens for the last week and to watch the group that threw today, it was exciting. I think just to be in uniform and be out as a group is what makes it special and real.
Is that the exciting part for you? Is you just said major league manager. This is the first day you get to do that wearing the uniform on the field with your players.
Yeah, I think so. I think, not only being a major league manager, but being around this coaching staff, which we've worked so hard to assemble, and it's such a fun group to be around. And then not only, organizationally, we have a good young core here, and we have a bunch of good guys that are pretty tight-knit. So to be around them, for the first time out on the field, it makes it feel real.
What was it like having your dad here? Did he have any pointers?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm sure you'll see my dad here a lot. My he lives close, and I think my dad's probably more excited than I am. It's really special. He was a high school coach for 35 years and knows a lot about the game. And I'm very fortunate because, he has thoughts about how things should go and what they should do. And so, but it's cool to be able to share that. Anytime you can share, experiences with your family and especially with your father, I think it's, it makes it kind of a cool bonding moment.
You're going to have to run the lineup by him first?
No, I hope not. No, I guarantee you he'll have thoughts. Everybody has thoughts about that. But it's just him being here was cool.
Derek, earlier we spoke to Todd Tomczyk. He was talking about just creating a more open dialogue between players and coach staff. What has that relationship kind of been like between you guys building?
Between Todd and myself or between the players?
Well, both, actually.
Well, between Todd and I mean, we go back. We were in the minor leagues in Cleveland. 25 years ago, so we have a built-in relationship. I have a built-in relationship with him, with Hutt, with Jim Malone, just because we worked in Cleveland together. So I think anytime you can cultivate relationships and build them and continue to communicate, and more importantly, you know, for each specific area, let guys do their jobs. I mean, whether it's on the training side or it's the hitting or the pitching, you have to let coaches coach. And I think one of the things we did was build a really good staff of guys that can coach.
Derek, the additions that you guys have made this offseason to the roster, the common thread seems to be great defenders. How does that line up with the philosophy that you want to have with this particular team, is to try to get some pitchers to bounce back and have good defense around them?
Well, I think that's the important point, is when you have pitching, you want to catch the ball, whether it's behind the plate or, you know, in front of them. So when you identify guys that you can, especially with our pitching staff, the fact that we've identified guys that can catch the ball, I think that helps.
Yeah. So with trading Marte and having the number three spot open in the order, how do you view that? Do you want to have kind of an open competition for that? Do you view it as a rotational thing? Do you think that's a spot that you want to have a guy in there and kind of set roots?
Right. You know what? I really hadn't been that specific on the thought of it. I think we'll probably run guys through there in the spring in different spots. But in terms of actually cementing one person there, I'm not saying that like we won't have someone that hits there all year long and it may be a rotation, but it's way too early to even decide that.
Sure, you come in with ideas, but do you come into this with anything set as far as rotation, bullpen, anything? Set, hey, you're this.
No, I think, you know, we're coming in with kind of a blank thought process. I have general ideas of where specific guys are going to be, and I have specific ideas where specific guys are going to be. But like sharing those right now or talking about them, it's probably not going to happen. But like specific to certain spots, yeah, I have a really good idea of where certain people are going to be.
Is there a timeline or a priority in terms of what you want to get accomplished as far as finding somebody to play a specific position or to name an opening day starter or a home opener starter or things like that? I mean, is that something you're going to kind of let play out or something you'd like to have done by a certain time?
I think we'll have it done by a certain time. You know, going to Adam's question, I have a pretty good idea of certain people in certain spots. But, you know, to finalize that on February 12th or 13th, I think it's a little premature. But have a general idea of, you know, where we want certain people to slot. And then there's also positions that are, you know, completely wide open and there's going to be competition for.
Shortstop would be one of those, I would imagine. Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be specific spots where, I mean, Newman had a great year last year. So, you know, I mean, and I would say, you know, he has a good chance to be there when we start. But to say specifically of where he's going to play on the field or where other people, it's probably too early to actually say that.
I spoke to Keona Keller the other day, and he talked about you guys building a relationship and how a couple conversations were things he didn't necessarily want to hear, but he appreciated your honesty. How does that kind of relationship build as far as having to have, maybe not confrontations, but tough conversations?
Yeah, there was, well, first, there was no confrontation whatsoever. It was really good conversations, and I think the one thing we've asked out of all of our guys is honesty and transparency, and you know, he's been great. I've enjoyed all my conversations with him. He's a fun guy to be around. He's got a really good personality. He's got a really good arm. So, you know, on top of that, but those conversations have been tremendous.
Derek, talking to the players, it seems like individualized attention or catering to the individual is a theme that they're picking up on. Is that something you're trying to stress to them, or is that just naturally happening with the way you sort of want to go about managing a team?
I think kind of both. I think, you know, Ben said from the get-go, we're going to be very player-centered. And when you're player-centered, you have to add feedback, and it has to be their feedback, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And as we go through camp, there'll be things that we do and we'll get out on the field that we feel strongly about. And then players will tell you, like, we can't functionally do that. Like, this doesn't work because of this, this, and this. And we have to be open to those conversations. So anytime you can include them in conversations, I think it's better.
Jacob Stallings talked about how he, for the first time last year, was really clued in on catcher analytics and was able to improve in a lot of those areas. How have you seen the catching position and the way it is rated almost change over the years?
Well, I think catching metrics, as we know, have kind of ebbed and flowed. Yeah. And I think you watch a little of those with not only who the catcher is, but who the pitcher is, and then how we evaluate it. And I think it's one thing that's probably changed more than anything. But just like, you know, shifting or talking about defenses 5 years ago, this is one thing we can really measure. And that's the one exciting thing. If you spend any time watching our group of catchers catch, they can really catch. And when you have that, it goes to your previous point. You're helping pitchers, and I think that's the ultimate goal.
Speaking of pitchers, not to ask you to evaluate how the ball came out of his hand, but what are you expecting from Trevor Williams this season? I mean, what are you hoping for from this guy as one of your starters?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for him to throw the ball consistent. And, you know, from watching his bullpen and from his offseason work, I think that's been, you know, the common goal that he's gone after. So watching him throw today, I was excited. I mean, anytime you get out on the mound and you get the uniform on and the ball comes out cleanly like it did, I think that's a positive day.
Back to the Kelly thing. You mentioned at the Pirates Fest the idea of him being a prominent back end reliever, maybe not the closer. Do you want a capital C closer, or is that something that's kind of open for interpretation?
A capital C closer? Yeah. To answer that question candidly, Kelly's going to be the guy at the end of the game. Okay. You know, and I think when I was asked that question at Pirates Fest, he and I had not talked. And, okay. You know, a big thing about me is I'm going to have conversations with players before I have them with you guys. Sorry, but that's the way it is. And he and I talked about it. That was my expectation all along, but wanted to sit down and talk to him about it. I think he's put himself in a position where he deserves to do that and, you know, with his stuff. So would expect that, you know, going into the season, that would be his role.
But the traditional sort of closing.
Yeah, traditional type of closing, pitching in the ninth inning. But, I mean, it was one of those things, like, I'm not going to have conversations publicly until we have them privately, and he and I had it. And, you know, I think he deserves it, and he's put himself in that position, and I'm excited for him to relish in that role.
Have you had conversations with all the players now about possible roles, and aside from Josh Bell and Kenny Keller, is there anybody else that you've...
We've had specific conversations with certain guys, but not to, you know, that specific. I think it's just more me laying eyes on guys because, like we've talked about, most of the stuff I've seen has been on video and then watching guys and then knowing how the flow is. And honestly, you know, asking that question the first day of spring training and answering and saying this guy's going to play here and this guy's going to play here, and then, you know, God forbid we have two or three injuries and it changes the whole thing. So the narrative has to be where we're at the last 10 days and how it goes.
What have any interaction have you had with some of the other relievers, like Richard Rodriguez and Keone Keller, those kind of guys? I mean, not Keone Keller, I mean, Kyle Crick.
Kyle Crick, I've talked to Kyle, you know, a bunch throughout the offseason, you know, especially with the fact that, you know, he's coming off an injury and making sure his throwing program's going good. And then with some of the other guys, it's just been more vague conversations and, you know, really excited to watch him, you know, get on the mound and not only get on the mound and throw now, but, you know, a week from now, 10 days from now, get on the mound and compete.
What is speed going to mean to this team? You mentioned about the defense, how important that is. Is this a team you want to play fast? Because you have some guys that have that ability.
I think to play fast, to play aggressive is probably the better way, you know, to put it. And I think you don't fully know that till you know the eight guys you have on the field that day, you know, taking the pitcher out of it and know how we're going to do. And then situationally, we'll dictate that. But I think one of the things that we will look to do is be aggressive.
Have you done any of the reading into the potential new playoff structure? If so, what have been your thoughts about it, or what have you read on it?
I read one article on it, and to say that I'm that well-versed or understand it, probably not so. So anything that comes about, I think we would be better off commenting on once they decide what they're going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.